This week in West Virginia history, football great Chuck Howley was born in Wheeling on June 28, 1936. At Warwood High, he starred in football and basketball, and in 1954 moved on to West Virginia University, where he lettered in an unprecedented 5 sports: football, sprinting, wrestling, the trampoline, and diving. He was drafted by the Chicago Bears in the NFL draft, but left the team with a knee injury. Howley returned to Wheeling and spent 1960 working at a gas station. Then fate interceded. A former Chicago teammate suggested Howley's name to coach Tom Landry, who was starting the Dallas Cowboys. Howley played linebacker for Dallas from 1961 to 1973 and was a 6-time All-Pro. With teammate Bob Lilly, he anchored Dallas's doomsday defense. In 1971, Dallas lost Super Bowl V to the Baltimore Colts. However, Howley was named the game's most valuable player. He's still the only player on a losing team ever to win the award. The next year, Dallas and Howley won their first Super Bowl. After retiring, Chuck Howley went into business in Dallas. As of 2012, he was raising quarter horses in Wills Point, Texas. For more information on Chuck Howley, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.